أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واتل ما أوحي إليك من كتاب ربك، لا مبدل لكلماته، ولن تجد من دونه ملتحدا. واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه، ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا، ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا. We were discussing the advice that Almighty Allah was giving to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding the importance of insha'Allah. Thereafter Almighty Allah touched the discussion of the controversy regarding the exact period of how long the people of the cave, that is Ashabi Kahf, slept. Now Almighty Allah mentioning to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ كِتَابِ رَبِّكَ. O Nabi of Allah, recite to them what has been revealed to thee in the book. We find that as Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to mention the revelation to them, then there were different groups of people. Some used to accept the message of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and some, like the Quran speaks about it in the 14th juz, وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّهُمْ يَقُولُونَ إِنَّمَا يُعَلِّمُهُ بَشَرٌ, that they used to mention to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we know this is a lie, and this is something which you have invented and you have prepared yourself, and someone is teaching it to you in the night. إِنْ هِيَ إِلَّا أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ, this is someone that is teaching it to you in the night. فَهِيَ تُمْلَى عَلَيْهِ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا, that is dictated to you in the morning and the evening, and thereafter you narrating it to us and attributing it to Almighty Allah. So naturally this brought grief to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that as wahi used to come, he used to go back to his people with the hope that inshallah this verse will convince them, and via this verse they will come into the fold of Islam. But every time Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to come with some wahi, they had a different excuse, and every time they used to break the heart of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We find for the very same reason, the darja and the status of Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is of that level that no sahabi, or rather no person after the Anbiya, can match it, because he stood on the side of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when the entire dunya was against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When people were regarding his verses as qawl al-sha'ir, that is the words of a poet, or kahin, the words of a fortune teller or soothsayer, at that time Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu stood by the side of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he brought iman min wa an, as Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he brought iman on every verse and every saying of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to such an extent that in Bukhari Sharif there is one hadith Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that in the nations that were prior to you, one person was moving, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions wherein the cow spoke. So Sahaba Ikram that was surrounded by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they asked, O Nabi of Allah, can a cow speak? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that I brought iman on it, Abu Bakr brought iman on it, and Umar brought iman on it. Whereas it comes in the hadith that at that time Abu Bakr was not present, but his level of submission to the will and the dictates of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was of that caliber that even in his absence Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that Abu Bakr has brought iman on this particular hadith. So he stood with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that time when no one wanted to accept his message. And after all, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was insan, so at times he used to become despondent when people refuse his message and people used to deny it. Almighty Allah consoling Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and giving him courage that remember, you have the final decision and you have the final revelation in your hands. Let it not disturb you and perturb you that if Abu Jahl and his company refuses your message. Instead, وَتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ كِتَابِ رَبِّكَ, continue inviting towards Almighty Allah. لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ, no one can change the verses of Almighty Allah. So much so that the commentators have written that Allah has the ability of changing his verses, but وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا, Allah himself will also not change his verses. So there will be absolutely no distortion and absolutely no changes in the Quran Kareem. It is the final revelation from Almighty Allah. لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ, and O Nabi of Allah, perchance, which is impossible, if you listen to them and you are obedient and to satisfy their whims and fancies and their desires, and you are obedient to them, then naturally the displeasure of Almighty Allah will come, and in that condition, وَلَن تَجِدَ مِن دُونِهِ مُلْتَحَدًا, you will find none that will give you shelter other than Allah. In other words, Allah is referring to you and I, that if a person disobeys Almighty Allah, if a son is disobedient to his parent, then he runs away and he goes to his brother or he goes to his uncle. If the slave is disobedient to his master, then he goes and he takes shelter by someone else. But anyone who comes out of the who disobeys Almighty Allah and is under the impression that he can take shelter under someone else's care, then he's living in deception and he's deceiving none other than himself. Because wherever he goes, he needs to breathe the air of Allah, he needs to drink the water of Allah and eat the food of Almighty Allah. And if a person commits a crime in this country and he skips the country, then he's out of the Mandela rule, so he is free. But wherever he goes, whether he's in this country or in another country, or he commits suicide and he goes 6 feet deep, he's still within the control and within the care of Almighty Allah. No one can escape from the Amr of Almighty Allah. At all times he is within and he is under the nigrani and under the sight of Almighty Allah. So Almighty Allah mentioning to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that let these people's requests not hurt you and grieve you and bring sorrow to you. This will continue. In fact, they came to Salih alayhi salatu wa salam and they told him, in kunta sadiqa fakhruj lana min hadha al-jabal naqatan hamila, that if you claim to say you are the Nabi of Almighty Allah, then we want a pregnant she camel to come out from this rock. Such an illogical question they presented before a Nabi, and this is how they used to combat the Nabi. And they mentioned that if that camel doesn't come out, then we don't accept you as a Nabi of Allah. Now what has the pregnant she camel got to do with the Nabuwat? Whereas the Nabi is there for our own benefit and for our own reformation, you're asking him for a pregnant she camel. He makes dua to Almighty Allah because of the burning desire of hidayat. Like Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it comes in Mishkat Sharif, Azizun ka Azizil Mirjal, like the kettle that is boiling, we can actually hear the noises. Allah's Qasam, the noises that used to come out of the blessed heart, the Mubarak heart of my Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Azizun ka Azizil Mirjal. What must have been the condition of Sahaba Ikram, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, that they actually heard that crying and that grief and that agony coming out of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Salih alayhi salatu wa salam makes dua to Almighty Allah, and on the amr of Almighty Allah, on the request of Salih alayhi salatu wa salam, Almighty Allah commands this camel to come out. After all, it was from Almighty Allah, and just like any other animal, it had to drink water, which was disliked by the people of that nation. وَلَا تَمَسُّوهَا بِسُوءٍ فَيَأْخُذَكُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. They had some evil intentions. Salih alayhi salatu wa salam prohibited them. Then don't stretch the evil hand towards this, because this is naqatullah. It is the camel of Allah. It is not the camel of Salih, or it is not the camel of this nation, but it is the camel of Almighty Allah. After all, Almighty Allah mentions in the Quran that they took the evil step and they killed this animal. تَمَتَّعُوا فِي دَارِكُمْ ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامِ. Allah told them that benefit from whatever you've got for 3 days. ذَلِكَ وَعْدٌ غَيْرُ مَكْذُوبٌ. Now the azab of Almighty Allah is going to come. And in that manner, Almighty Allah destroyed that whole nation, smashed them to smithereens, never to rise and never to boast again till the day of Qiyamah. So Almighty Allah mentioning to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the very same thing, وَلَن تَجِدَ مِن دُونِهِ مُلْتَحَدًا. In fact, continuing with the very same thing, وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَا. Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi writes in his authentic tafsir that on one occasion, Uyayna ibn Hiss, who was a renowned kafir, comes to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, O Nabi of Allah, I will sit in your gathering and in your discourses after you are nagging that I must attend your gathering, provided you get rid of Suhaib radiyallahu anhu. Why? He's a poor person and he's dark in complexion. He has no features. He has no beauty. Ash'ath, aghbar, shabby. Outwardly, he has nothing that will attract anyone towards him. And I find it below my dignity to sit in such a gathering where poor people of this nature also are present. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thought for a moment that after all, Suhaib is my beloved Sahabi. He will understand my situation. If perchance I explain to him that this is the condition, he will bear with me, not undermining his status. The thought hardly crossed the heart and the mind of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bas, it was enough. Jibreel Amin descends. O Nabi of Allah, inna Allah alimun bidati sudur. Allah knows what is transpiring in your heart. Allah reveals the verse. وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهًا. keep yourself in the company of Bilal, keep yourself in the company of Ammar, keep yourself in the company of Suhaib, keep yourself in the company of this poor Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, whose status and whose darja in the eyes of Almighty Allah is far above of these renowned kuffar. They might hold some darja and status in the eyes of people, but in the eyes of Almighty Allah they have no status. In fact, in one hadith it comes, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that you and I are desirous of Jannat and we anticipate that occasion, but Jannat is awaiting the arrival of four people. Subhanallah. Respected listeners, let us listen attentively. It comes in the hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that from among the servants of Almighty Allah they are such, man law ata baba ahadikum, that if he happens to come at your door and he knocks your door and he asks you for 20 cents, you will not give him even the 20 cents. Outwardly this is the condition and this is his appearance. Ash'ath, aghbar, he is outwardly, he is shabby, he hasn't got beautiful clothes. In fact, in ghabu lam yuftaqadu, when he doesn't attend your function, then you don't bother about it also. Wa in hadaru lam yuqarrabu, and if he attends the gathering, then no one gives them additional treatment and hospitality. Akhfiyaun fi dunya, no one knows his name also, no one knows where he stays also. Ma'rufuna fi sama, but Allah's qasam, every angel knows him by his name. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentions in this hadith that if he'll ask you for 20 cents, you will slam the door on his face. But his darja in the eyes of Allah is such, his status in the eyes of Allah is such, لَوْ أَقْسَمَ عَلَى اللَّهِ لَأَبَرَّ, if he must take an oath and say it will rain, even if it wasn't meant to rain, Allah's qasam, on his qasam Allah will make it rain. لَوْ سَأَلَ اللَّهَ الْفِرْدَوْسَ لَأَعْطَاهَا إِيَّامٍ, if he asks you for 20 cents, he will refuse. You will refuse him, but if he must ask Allah for Jannatul Firdaus, Allah will give him Jannatul Firdaus. One occasion, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting. Abdullah ibn Maktum radiallahu anhu enters, who is known as Muaddinu Rasulillah, the Muaddin of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was a'ma, he was blind. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was busy with something, and Hazrat Abdullah ibn Maktum radiallahu anhu, a genuine sahabi, walks in. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not give him much of attention. It was enough. Almighty Allah reprimands his Nabi. Allah is not shy when it comes to haq, even if it means his Nabi. Allah speaks the truth. Immediately Almighty Allah reveals the verses. عَبَسَ وَتَوَلَّى أَن جَاءَهُ الْأَعْمَى وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ لَعَلَّهُ يَذَّكَّى أَوْ يَذَّكَّرُ فَتَنْفَعَهُ الذِّكْرَى أَمَّا مَنِ اسْتَغْنَى فَأَنْتَ لَهُ تَصَدَّى. O Nabi of Allah, you want Abu Jahl to accept your message. أَمَّا مَنِ اسْتَغْنَى, who running away, فَأَنْتَ لَهُ تَصَدَّى, you are running behind him. The one that is refusing your message, you run behind him. And the one that comes running to you, you haven't got time for him. From that day, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever Abdullah ibn Maktum radiallahu anhu used to come, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to address him by saying, Marhaban biman aatabani fihi rabbi. Marhaban biman aatabani fihi rabbi. Welcome to that person regarding whom my Lord has reprimanded me. And Allah has given him place in the Quran. And Allah speaks about this incident in the Quran. When the verse was revealed, La yastawi al-qa'iduna min al-mu'mineen, that those who thrive in the path of Allah and those who sit at home cannot be equal. Immediately Abdullah ibn Maktum comes. He was blind, no one knew him. Outwardly he had a defect and he was disabled. He comes to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Nabi of Allah, I am blind, I cannot strive in the path of Allah. He just mentioned this to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jibreel descends, غَيْرُ أُولِي الضَّرَرِ, with the exception of the disabled. On his one request, Almighty Allah was sending wahi. So outwardly he had no darja, but respected listeners, he had that darja. Allah's qasam, he had that darja that Allah has given him several, Allah has spoken about him several places in the Quran Kareem. And the greatest honor that can be for any person is that Allah Pak speaks about him in the Quran. That when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Ubay radiallahu anhu, oh Ubay, read Quran, Allah told me that I must listen from you. Ubay radiallahu anhu says, Allahu sammani. O Nabi of Allah, did Allah say Ubay? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, yes, Allah has taken your name. Ubay radiallahu anhu says, Allah's qasam, I did not hear anything that brought greater joy to my heart than Allah has taken the name of Ubay radiallahu anhu. So Almighty Allah sent wahi to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ, and keep yourself content with those who call on their Lord morning and evening. دوام هو constantly in the ibadat of Almighty Allah يدعون ربهم بالغدات والعشي. And why are they sitting in the company of Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ سبحان الله يريدون وجهه يريدون وجهه کہ بس ہمارا رب راضی ہو جائے. How Allah can be pleased. Allah mentions in the Quran تراهم ركعا سجدا يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا. هو صحابہ sometimes they are in ruku, sometimes in sajda, sometimes fasting, sometimes striving in the path of Allah, in the company of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in zikrullah, different activities of deen. Why? يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا. They are actually searching that how our Lord can be pleased with us. Respected listeners, the deen is complete. It is in front of us. Everything is at our disposal. We should question ourselves. Did we ever consider pleasing Almighty Allah? In fact, when there is a wedding and there's an occasion, then we will invite everyone, and we'll even invite those people that we haven't been speaking to for the past 10 years. And the wife will tell us that invite everyone. Why? It is a happy occasion. When everyone is seated, then we will ask, did you get the food? Is the food hot enough? Is the cold drink cold enough? Is everything good? Is everything to your disposal? Please everyone. And in the process, the one that's supposed to be pleased is being displeased. That is Allah. Why? There's intermingling of sectors. We are worried that everyone got the food on time. Nothing was burnt. Everything was ready. How was the cook? Pleasing everyone, even those that we don't speak to. And our Allah, who is showering His bounties upon us, His favors upon us, that we are not bothered about in the least. Allah we will consider last, so long as the relatives were pleased and everyone, the girl's party was pleased and the boy's party was pleased. Almighty Allah comes last in the picture. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Unfortunately, we have no regard for the deen of Allah. We've got no time for the deen of Almighty Allah. Then the question arises, Mawlana, I'm making dua to Allah. Why isn't Allah accepting my duas? So Allah is there to sit and accept our duas. And Allah's deen is there that when we've got nothing, then we will attend to the deen of Allah. How? Sunday, I always mention this. After we had a good breakfast and we don't have to open the shop and we had a good shower also and the wife doesn't need to go anywhere and the masjid is near, then inshallah we'll go and perform the Dhuhr Salah. When there's no commitment and there's nothing in the schedule and no one has asked us for nothing, then inshallah perchance we'll happen to bump into the masjid. Last resort we turn to Almighty Allah. Respected listeners, we have to turn to Almighty Allah. The Quran is giving us the very same da'wat. Yuriduna wajha. That what gave Sahaba Ikram that darja? It was this. Yuriduna wajha. That at all times how my Lord can be pleased with me. Then when the verse was revealed, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You cannot attain complete piety until you spend of that which you love. So Abu Talha Ansari radiallahu anhu didn't go approach his wife that, oh my beloved, you know what? This garden is most beloved to me and Allah is saying that my iman is incomplete until I don't part with that which is most beloved to me. So what should I do? Regarding the matters and the affairs of deen, we can't consult, we have to decide. O Nabi of Allah, إِنَّ أَحَبَّ أَمْوَالِ إِلَيَّ بَيْرَحَا فَضَعْهَا حَيْثُ أَرَاكَ اللَّهِ. The most beloved possession of mine is this garden. Take it and use it where Allah wants you to use it, O Nabi of Allah. يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَا. And then Almighty Allah brags about them. Almighty Allah boasts about them. وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ. And O Nabi of Allah, turn your face not from them. In other words, you keep them under your control at all times. تُرِيدُ زِينَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. For what are you obeying and what are you listening and considering the thought of that person? مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا. Whose heart has become neglectful of the remembrance of Allah and we have made it such because of his stubbornness and his pride and his arrogance. That is why Allah has made it. Whose heart has become neglectful of the remembrance of Allah and who doesn't believe in the existence of Almighty Allah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in one hadith, لَا تُكْثِرُ الْكَرَامِ لَا تُكْثِرُ الْكَلَامِ بِغَيْرِ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّ كَثْرَةَ الْكَلَامِ بِغَيْرِ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ قَسْوَةٌ لِلْقَلْبِ وَإِنَّ أَبْعَدَ النَّاسِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَىٰ الْقَلْبُ الْقَاسِ. That do not speak excessive, not of forbidden and unlawful talks. We are speaking of something which is lawful. Do not speak excessively of something which is lawful without the remembrance of Allah. Let us question ourselves, when last did we gather the family and speak about Allah? Every evening we discuss in our day at work and job and this and that. When last did we have a topic revolving around the greatness of Allah? Then tomorrow when our son is gone with a non-Muslim, we are crying. But did we plant the correct seed and did we make the correct tarbiyat in his childhood? لا تكثر الكلام بغير ذكر الله. Why excessive speech without the remembrance of Allah? قسوة للقلب. It hardens the heart. وَإِنَّ أَبْعَدَ النَّاسِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى الْقَلْبُ الْقَاسِي. And that person which is furthest away from the rahmat and the mercy of Allah is that person whose heart is the hardest. Now let us question ourselves, how often do we speak about Allah, or how often do we read the kalam of Allah, or how often do we make the zikrullah so that our hearts can melt, so when we listen to the Quran and Hadith, it can penetrate. Respected listeners, if after listening to these verses, it cannot motivate and stir and boost and create some jazbat and some motivation and some guilt does not come in the heart that, Ya Allah, I feel guilty, I have actually forgotten you, I have actually left you, O Allah, I have no time for you, I have no regard for you, I have no time for your deen. My understanding of Islam is Friday to Friday, or Ramadan to Ramadan, or Eid to Eid. Other than that, I have got no time for the deen of Almighty Allah. Respected listeners, let that guilt knock our heart, let that consciousness prick us, let that remorse flow through our bloodstream, and let some tears come out of our eyes, because those are the tears that are wanted in the court of Almighty Allah. وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ وَكَانَ أَمْرُهُ فُرُطًا. O Nabi of Allah, don't listen to these people. Don't listen to whether it is Abu Jahl or Uyayna ibn Hiss. Instead, keep the company of these people whom I mentioned, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, اشتاقت إلى أربعة نفرين, that you and I are desiring that Jannah, we must enter into Jannah. But Jannah is waiting. When will Ammar ibn Yasir come into me? When will Suhaib Rumi come into me? When will Bilal radiallahu anhu and Ali radiallahu anhu? These four people, Jannah is awaiting their arrival. So what must be their darja in the eyes of Almighty Allah, that Allah speaks about them in the Quran? Respected listeners, if we also want that darja, we also want izzat. أَيَبْتَغُونَ عِنْدَهُمُ الْعِزَّةِ فَإِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Whatever izzat Allah has given them, it is on the name of Allah. That today, after the lapse of 1400 years, in the country of Kufr, we take the name of Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu anhu wa arda. We mention his name by saying Hazrat, and we mention that Allah is pleased with him and he is pleased with Allah. A man wants honor in this world. He gathers money for his children. The most that will happen is his son will remember him. After it, his grandson will say, yeah, I know there was some old man in the family. I don't even know. My daddy always says there was an old man. He's buried in that one graveyard. Nothing else. No other sign. The third generation, they won't even know the name of that particular man. But the name of Sahaba Ikram have been recorded in the books of history. And Allah's Qasam, Allah will preserve their names. And Allah will preserve their history ila yawmil qiyamah, because they preserve the deen of Allah, so Allah will preserve them also. If you and I will preserve the deen of Almighty Allah, then Almighty Allah will also preserve us. And Allah will also give us izzat in dunya, qabr and akhirah. May Allah make us amongst those fortunate souls. Wa akhiru da'wana.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. وقل الحق من ربكم فمن شاء فليؤمن ومن شاء فليكفر إنا أعتدنا للظالمين نارا أحاط بهم سرادقها وإن يستغيثوا يغاثوا بماء كالمهل يشوي الوجوه بئس الشراب وساءت مرتفقا إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات إنا لا نضيع أجر من أحسن عملا أولئك لهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتهم الأنهار يحلون فيها من أساور من ذهب ويلبسون ثيابا خضرا من سندس وإستبرق متكئين فيها على الأرائك نعم الثواب وحسنت مرتفقا. Almighty Allah mentioned to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam how he should present the truth and in a very independent manner. Of course, the book of Almighty Allah is independent. Islam is independent. Islam doesn't need the shoulders of anyone to rest on. Islam doesn't need the support of anyone. Islam is not that if some professional people or the prime minister of any country will accept it, then it will bring strength to Islam. The truth will prevail even if the number is few. Almighty Allah mentions, بَلْ نَقْضِفُ بِالْحَقِّ عَلَى الْبَاطِلِ فَيَدْمَغُهُ فَإِذَا هُوَ ذَاهِقٌ. That Allah will ensure and Allah has taken the responsibility of making haq prevail. Whoever will accept Islam, it will be for his benefit, whether he's a wealthy person or he's a pauper. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala doesn't need his Islam and Allah doesn't need his ibadat. وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَقَدْ وَصَّيْنَا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ أَنِ اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَإِنْ تَكْفُرُوا فَإِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَنِيًّا حَمِيدًا. If the entire creation, لَوْ أَنَّ أَوَّلَكُمْ وَآخِرَكُمْ وَإِنْسَكُمْ وَجِنَّكُمْ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ يَابِسَكُمْ وَرَتْبَكُمْ كَانُوا عَلَى أَفْجَرِ قَلْبِ رَجُلٍ وَاحِدٍ مَا نَقَصَ ذَلِكَ مِنْ مُلْكِ شَيْئًا. If the entire creation of Almighty Allah, that is man, the insan and the jinnat, the living and the deceased, the young and the old, the male and the female, have to be given life and stand on one platform, and كانوا على أفجر قلب رجل واحد, they become disobedient to Almighty Allah, then Allah Himself mentions, ما نقص ذلك من ملكي شيئا. With great confidence Allah says this, that it will not decrease and diminish my treasures and my powers in the least. And on the contrary, if the entire creation, كانوا على أتقى, they become obedient to Almighty Allah, they become amongst those who prostrate before Almighty Allah, مَا زَادَ ذَلِكَ فِي مُلْكِ شَيْئًا, it will not increase my kingdom in the least, it will not increase my greatness and my power and my might. So whoever will accept Islam will be for his benefit, and whoever will not accept will be for his own harm. فَلَا يَلُومَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَهُ, he must blame none other than himself for the doom that awaits him. Almighty Allah presenting the truth in this very same manner which I have just briefly discussed before you in a very independent tone, Allah mentions, وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. Say, O Nabi of Allah, that the truth is from your Lord. وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكَ فَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُمْتَرِينَ. Do not be amongst those that doubt. In other words, Allah has given you the final scripture and Allah has given you the final book, that is the Quran Kareem. You have the final religion. We accept that the religion of Isa alayhi salatu was salam, that was Christianity, that was the religion of Jesus, or the religion of Musa, that was Moses alayhi salatu was salam. It was as a means of salvation for that limited period. Just like we take it as a currency, that we find there are different currencies. A time, one currency is existing, but that very same currency after 5 years or after 10 years, when a new currency is introduced, then we accept and acknowledge the fact that this is a coin, and at so and so time it did have value, but today it has no value. Likewise, we accept the fact that the religion of Jesus or Moses was as a means of salvation in its limited period. But the coin has changed. And when did the coin change? After the coming of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we accept that that coin existed. But now with that coin, one cannot buy and one cannot purchase anything. The only coin, in fact, on one occasion, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was seated with the Sahaba ikram ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu takes the scripture of the Torah and he begins reciting the Torah, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, the eyes fell on the Mubarak face of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَتَغَيَّرَ لَوْنُهُ, and he noticed that the face of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had turned pale. So immediately he tapped Umar and he said, سَكِلَتْكَ أُمُّكَ. Oh Umar, look, أَمَا تَرَى مَا بِوَجْهِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. Look at the face of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was sufficient for Sahaba Ikram. The symptoms on the face of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was law for Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. Immediately he said, O Nabi of Allah, what is it that I have erred? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ, I take the oath of that being in whose control is my life. لَوْ كَانَ مُوسَى حَيَّا لَمَا وَسِعَهُ إِلَّا اتِّبَاعِ. If Musa alayhi salatu wa salam was alive today, who was a Nabi in his time and he had a Shariat, if he was alive, then he also had to follow my religion and the way that I have brought. In other words, after my coming, there isn't salvation in the method and in the teachings of the prophets that came prior to me, because now that coin no longer exists. Now I have come with the final coin, and that is the teachings and the Shariat of Muhammad ibn Abdullah alayhi salatu wa taslim. So Almighty Allah mentions, وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ, mentioned that the truth is from Allah. Allah has mentioned everything before you. That is why our belief is that those people who brought Iman on Jesus, that is Isa alayhi salam, or Moses, or Yusuf, or any Nabi for that matter, and they brought Iman on that particular prophet in the true sense of the word, and they left this world bringing Iman on that prophet in the true sense of the word, then our belief is that their abode will be Jannat and their abode will be Paradise. Why? Because that was the means of salvation and that was the religion for that time and the divine scripture. And Allah himself, we accept that the four divine scriptures from Allah, of course, prior to the distortion that has transpired in the three scriptures other than the Quran, for indeed Allah has taken the responsibility that no changes and no distortions will take place in the Quran Kareem. Allah mentioned, فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنُ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرُ, that whoever wants to accept Islam, tell him he can accept Islam. And whoever wants to deny the existence of Allah, tell him he can deny it. But let him listen at the same time in a reprimanding tone and not giving an option. إِنَّا أَعْتَدَنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا. It's just like when the father is addressing the two sons. If you want to learn, you can learn. And if you want to loaf around and you don't want to learn, then don't learn. But at the same time, listen, my rod is hanging. Likewise, Almighty Allah says, those who want to accept Iman, tell them they can accept Iman. And those who don't want to accept, then tell them the blazing fire of Jahannam is awaiting their arrival. وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرُ. Allah is not giving us an option. And Allah is not allowing us to make kufr. No, Allah is giving us in this manner so that we can open our eyes. Side by side, Allah mentions it. Whoever wants to become a kafir, he can become. But listen, open your ears and listen attentively to those who do not want to accept my oneness and who don't bring Iman on me and in my Nabi. وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرُ. إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا. We have prepared for the wrongdoers the fire of Jahannam. Now Allah describes this fire. Respected listeners, I'm not sitting here to frighten you, but I have to explain what Allah speaks in the Quran regarding Jahannam for you and I to open our eyes and for us to ponder that the next time when we want to disobey Allah, we review that matter and we reconsider that matter, that if I will do this, I always mention that when a man wants to violate the order of Allah, then let him close his eyes for 2 seconds and picture himself wrapped up in that coffin and he's been lowered into the grave. Inshallah, this will prove beneficial for him to prevent him and to assist him from abstaining from that particular evil and vice. So Almighty Allah says, what does Allah say regarding Jahannam? إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ صُرَادِقُهَا. The fire of Jahannam, the smoke of Jahannam, وَسُقُوا مَاءً حَمِيمًا فَقَطَّعَ أَمْعَاءَهُمْ. They will be made to drink such boiling hot water. Allahu Akbar, فَقَطَّعَ أَمْعَاءَهُمْ. The intestines will come out. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the top lip will go to the head, the bottom lip to the stomach. Allahu Akbar, يَتَجَرَّعُهُ وَلَا يَكَادُ يُسِيغُهُ وَيَأْتِيهِ الْمَوْتُ مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ وَمَا هُوَ بِمَيِّدٍ. That he will cry and he will ask for water, he will ask for liquid. What will he be given? لا يأكله إلا الخاطئون. He will be given the pus and the blood that will come out of his body. يتجرعه. He will try and swallow it. ولا يكاد يسيغه. But it will not go further than his throat. ويأتيه الموت من كل مكان. He will be in so much pain and agony that death will approach him from every angle. وما هو بميت. But he will never die. He will never die. كلما أرادوا أن يخرجوا منها أعيدوا فيها. Every time they will try and escape from Jahannam, there will be people standing at the doors of Jahannam. لهم مقامع من حديد. They will have hammers of Jahannam and knock them on the heads and send them back into Jahannam. Ya Malik, yukhaffif anna yawman min al-azab. Oh Malik, tell your Allah to remove the azab for one day. It comes in the riwayat, for 40 years no one will answer them. They will cry and cry and beg, no one will answer. After 40 years, one announcer will announce, قَالَ إِنَّكُمْ مَاكِثُونَ. silent. Don't open your mouth. Shut your trap. Allahu Akbar. What will happen there, respected listeners? When a child is crying and everyone is against him, and he turns to his mother and his mother doesn't give him support, he goes to his father and father doesn't give him support. They will be screaming for help and assistance. No one will assist them. This will be their condition. They will drink their own blood and the pus that will come out of their own bodies. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, ghirsuhu mithla jabal Uhud. The gums of the dwellers of Jahannam will be the size of Mount Uhud. لو أن ثوبا من أثواب أهل النار علق بين السماء والأرض لمات جميع أهل الأرض من نتنها حرها شديد وقعرها بعيد وحليلها حديد. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, if one of the garments of the dwellers of hell has to be placed between the skies and the earth, the bed smell and the odor that it will give off will be so bad and so evil and so nasty that the entire creation will die instantly. Their hearts will burst. What will be the condition of those people, respected listeners, whose abode this will be, wherein they will have to rest for hundreds and thousands of years? May Almighty Allah save us and the entire creation. Ameen, summa ameen, summa ameen. Almighty Allah mentions, وَإِن يَسْتَغِيثُوا يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ يَشْوِي الْوُجُوهِ. Because the reality of this was in front of Sahaba, that is why Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu used to say, طُوبَى لَكَ يَا عُصْفُورِ. O bird, how fortunate are you? You eat, you fly merrily, you fear no reckoning. You don't fear the fire of Jahannam. You don't fear questioning in the grave. Why is he praising a bird? Because he knows there's no reckoning for that bird. The reality of this was before him. Respected listeners, today this has become something far-fetched. It has become something fabricated. It has become a dream. It has become a vision. Allah's Qasam. Allah's Qasam, it is a reality. Qabr is a reality. Hashar is a reality. The questioning is a reality. The crossing of the Sirat is a reality. The receiving of our Naam-e Amal is a reality. Jannat is a reality. Jahannam is a reality. All these things are realities. They cannot be denied. When the topic of death is touched, then what are the general statements? Don't touch it. It's very depressing. It's very depressing. Touch another topic. Why are you frightening us? Don't frighten us. No, it's a reality. It's going to happen. Whether you like it or not, you have to leave and part from your near and dear ones. You will be lowered into the grave and you'll have to come in front of Allah. And if you have been disobedient to Allah, this is your abode. In fact, this is the mercy of the Quran that it has presented before us everything. I'm not mentioning this to frighten you, but instead let us look at it from the other aspect that subhanallah, Allah has blessed us with iman. So from what Allah wants to save us? We undermine our iman that when we leave the masjid, I'm sad to say, the topi goes in the pocket. Why? So Mr. Singh doesn't know that I'm a Muslim. My boss doesn't know that I'm a Muslim. Am I shy to live as a Muslim? Do I feel embarrassed? Do I feel embarrassed? If I do so, then let it be known to me that Allah will snatch this iman if I feel undermined. And if I feel that I'm being deprived, then Allah will snatch this iman. So Allah has been so merciful that Allah has given us this iman. Almighty Allah mentions, بِئِسَ الشَّرَابِ وَسَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا. What an evil place it is. How dreadful the drink is. And how uncomfortable a couch to recline on. In other words, Allah has explained Jahannam. Then Allah says, what an evil place it is. I don't want anyone to go. And because Allah doesn't want man to go, that is why Allah has revealed the Quran to guide man. Allah gives us Ramadan, Allah gives us Fridays, Allah gives us Hajj. Now Allah is giving us all this and we don't open our eyes and we don't repent, then who are we going to blame? Respected listeners, let me just give you a brief understanding how merciful Allah has been to us. Allah has given us the examination question that is in the grave. Then Allah told us it's going to be an oral examination. Allah gave us the answers. Allah told us where to find the answers. Allah told us if we'll answer, what will happen. Allah told us if we won't answer, what will happen. Allah told us that if a person won't answer, why won't he answer? And if a man will answer, then how will he answer? Allah has opened up every detail and everything that is going to happen from the day our eyes close till either we are amongst the fortunate souls, and inshallah we will be, that is entrance into Jannah, or for those that will be going to Jahannam. Allah has opened up everything for us. And then Allah has left the ball in our court. Allah mentions this. Now after listening to such a dreadful punishment, it would really take a lion's heart to ignore all this and to say, no, it's fabricated. Why? Because I cannot see it happening. Just like that foolish patient who goes to the doctor and the doctor says that don't have cold drink or don't have this because you got sugar. And he takes a glass of cold drink and he enjoys it. He quenches his thirst and he says, Subhanallah, that doctor is speaking a lie to me. In fact, I'm feeling more fresh and I'm feeling better now. So he's speaking a lie. Why? Nothing is picking up in my health. There's no difference. Likewise, he disobeys Allah and he says, what? The snakes. I don't see no snakes. I'm enjoying myself, man. I had a nice breakfast. I didn't get up for Fajr. Business is flourishing. Let us not be amongst that foolish patient. Because why? He is digging his grave with his own hands. And he is making his health go from bad to worse. So Allah has explained in the Quran everything. Now Allah has left the ball in our court. Now Allah side by side. Now Allah speaks the contrary. We discussed Jahannam. Now Allah speaks about Jannah. Listen now. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات إنا لا نضيع أجر من أحسن عملا. We'll just give you a brief description of what Allah says Jannah. But actually what Allah has prepared will keep your mouth watering for tomorrow. After all, the talk or the label Jannah itself, it creates one feeling in the life and in the feeling of a Muslim. It actually motivates his spirit. Because that is that place which Allah has prepared for him. Allah is going to be the host and I'm going to be the guest. Allahu Akbar, we are invited by some president. So according to his status, the dastarkhan is prepared. We are invited by the king or some person of financial position. According to his status, that is how the different varieties of food are presented. Respected listeners, open your eyes and ears. What about that day when Allah will be the host? Where? Not in this world, in paradise, the life to come afterwards, the true life, not the life of deception. When a Muslim is leaving this world, then the angel comes to him. Do you want to go back? So he says, أَإِلَىٰ دَارِ الْهُمُومِ وَالْحُزُونِ. Do you want to send me back to the life of problems and difficulties and hardship? That when I get up in the morning, there's a headache. When I go to sleep, there's a headache. The phone is ringing. This one is nagging. That one is nagging. No, no, take me away. I don't want this life. I want to go to this eternal life. So what does our Creator say? What does our Master say? See how he entices us. See how he invites us. And see how tempting it is. O Muslim spirit, let us stand up and understand what our Creator has prepared. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ إِنَّا لَا نُضِيعُ أَجْرَ مَنْ أَحْسَنَ عَمَلًا. As to those who believe and do righteous deeds, verily we shall not let one action of theirs go in vain. So if I say Subhanallah, that Subhanallah has been recorded by my angel there. 10 years down the line, I'll forget how many Subhanallah I said, what ibadat I made, what I didn't do, what ibadat was accepted or not. But the angels have recorded it. And Allah is preparing for me. What has Allah prepared? What has Allah prepared? مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ. What? What the eye has not seen. وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ. And I cannot describe to you. My Ustad used to explain that whatever Allah speaks about in the Quran and in the Hadith is the chirpani. When we invite someone, then before we bring him to the table, we first give him a glass of water or the starters, what we would say, the samosas as the starters. After that, we take out the net and then the tarkari comes one after the other, chicken, biryani, this, that. One after the other, it starts coming. But what is the starters? Whatever Allah has discussed and whatever you heard from any alim regarding Jannah is the starters of Jannah. What is going to happen? Subhanallah. Lower your gaze in this dunya. Allah has prepared woman for you. Allah has prepared woman wherein you can satisfy yourself. And for my mothers and sisters, Almighty Allah has prepared mukhalladun, lads of Jannah, young handsome lads. Allah has prepared everything what the eye wants, what the heart wants, what every limb of the body desires. Allah is well acquainted with it. For indeed He has created man and He knows best what are the desires of man. And to satisfy the desires of every limb of the body, it's not this world, it is the life to come. Let us prepare for that life. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَ عَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.